Shalom Aleichem, everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos Parshas, well, Parshas Korach here in the United States, and Parshas Chukas in Arzeinu HaKadosh and Eretz Yisrael, I will speak about Parshas Korach, given that, for the most part, those are the people listening. Let me begin with something that's connected to something I said in the past. This week I was on the street, and I bumped into an old good friend of mine, and he said, thank you for teaching us that shalach, when it has a dagesh, shin lamed ches, when the word has a dagesh, it's binyan kaveh, and it means a strong one-way sending. And when there's no dagesh, shalach is binyan kal, and it's a sending to come back. He mentioned it because of Parsha Shalach. I figured, if you love it that much, let me try one more, which I think is correct. In Korach, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Gimel, it says, Es machtois hachatoi mo'ele. The machtois, the fire shovels of hachatoim ho'ele. Now, chatoim could mean two things. As you know, chatoim could mean sins, aveiris. Chatoim could mean sinners, people who do aveiris. Here, is Machtes HaChatoim Ha'ela refers to the sinners, the people who did the sin. How could you tell which is which? So, the Binyan Kal, Binyan Kaveh rule kicks in, and that is that you look at the middle letter of the three word Shirish. The middle letter is a tes, Chatoim. When the Chatoim has a dogesh, it's Binyan Kaveh, then it means Chatoim, the sinners, people who do sins. When it has no dogesh, then it's binyan kal, and it's a simpler lashon, and it means the sins. In Tehillim, Perek Aleph, v'derech chatoim loy omad, v'derech chatoim, the paths of sinners loy omad. You look there, you'll see it's the gusha. Here we have again, we had a number of such words. I told you, lamed mem dalid lamad, with a dogesh is to teach, without a dogesh is to learn. Or Rashi brings us on in the beginning of Shemais, on Meinikais. Meinikais could mean, I'm sorry, on the words Meldais. It could mean those who help others give birth, and it could mean those who give birth, depending on Binyan Kal and Binyan Kavis. Here we have another one, and that is Chatoim Chatoim. So, sounds good. Problem in Mesechtes Brachos, stuff you heard, the famous Gemara. Rameh was davening that certain bayunim should die. He was davening about certain people that did aveiros, and they were making trouble for him, that they should yamusu. His wife, Beruya, corrected him. She said, why are you davening they should die? Davening they should do tshuva. Miksiv yitamu chaitim in oretz. Ksiv yitamu chatoim in oretz. Does it say that chaitim, that the sinner should die? It says, Yitamu Chatoim, the sin should die. The sin should pierce in the world. So, Memeila, Chatoim there means sins. Now, according to our rule, we have to look it up. We have to look up the Pasuk. Yitamu Chatoim in Aris, the end of Til and Perikov Dalit. Problem. The test there has a dogesh. And it seems that Bruria was wrong and that Remeya was right. Yitamu Chatoim means sinners. Now, I do have to tell you that the Munkacha in his Divrei Torah says Bruria was taka wrong. She made a mistake. But all other Mefarshim don't assume that. And therefore, it really needs an explanation. So I'd like to share with you two possible ways of explaining it. One is something I mentioned to you in the past. There are a number of differences between Shas Bavli and our Mesira of Tanakh. There are a number of such places. One of them is the spelling of the word Taitofais, which according to the Shas has no vav in it at all. And by us, it does have a vav. Another example is the separation of Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, which it says in our Shas is one Sefer and all our Nax is two Svarim. Another is the order of Yirmiyah, Yeshayah, and Yecheskel, which in Bava Basra is one way, by us is another way. There are many, many such things, many areas where words, paragraphs, other things are different. Now, what I mentioned to you then was the rule that mentioned innocently by the Michashai, that Messiah goes according to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't go according to Bono. Messiah goes according to the Chachmei Tveria, according to Ben Naphtali and Ben Asher. And therefore, you can't ask a stira. It could be that the Shas had a Gir Sachatoy and Yitabu Chatoy without a Dagesh, and our Messiah is with a Dagesh. Now, that's a possibility. Let's put that possibility aside and try to answer it. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi is obviously bothered by the Kasha. Rashi says, Ksiv Ches Tes Aleph Yud Endemem, V'lai Ksiv Ches Tes Aleph Yud Endemem. Rashi, very hard to know what he means, because there are no Dagesh or Nekudas in Rashi. Some printers and some Shasin did put in Nekudas, and it needs some sort of an explanation. The Nesivis in his Nachlas Yaakov says a pshat, and the Nesivis knows that Chatoyim with a Dagesh means sinners. And therefore it bothers him. Yitamu Chatoyim in Haaretz, Remeya was right, and he answers as follows. Says there are two words for sinners. Chaitim, sinners, and Chatoyim, sinners. Now Pashtos, the two binyanim, two ways of saying the same word. The Nesiva says, no, they're two different types of sinners. Chaitim are people, good people that sin, well-intentioned people that slip and do an aveira. Maybe they do it often, they're chaitim. Chatoyim is different. Chatoyim means the mahus of the person, the essence of the person is a sinner. He's a deliberate, purposeful sinner. That is what chatoyim means. Zakt Bururia to Remeir. Now, Bururia Remeir, of course, knew all this. It says Bururia to Remeir, Miksiv Yitamu Chaitim. It doesn't say that people who occasionally sin or sin by mistake, that they should die. It says Yitamu Chatoim, people who are bad sinners, who are long lost, they're gone, they're not coming back type of sinners. Those are the ones that should disappear. It doesn't say Chaitim, it says Chatoim. These Bayanim, they're Chaitim. And therefore, we can still daven that they do tshuva. A beautiful insight, first of all, to know the aside of the Testagusha and this Havana of the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud. Let's move on to a second thought. I just came from Besudas Preda in Yeshiva Taravadas, where this man ended. And the young men are going to camp in Yitz Hashem this coming week, even as I head out, Baruch Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Savitsky said a really beautiful vart, and I'd like to share it with you. It says about Oim Ben Peles that his wife saved him. You all know this. Chochmas Noshim Bon Sabayis, Rashi says. And she told him, why are you getting mixed into this? Now Moshe Rabbeinu is the king, and you are the follower, later Kairach will be the king, and you'll be the follower. So why get mixed into this mess? Here's the kasha. That's chokhmah, that's wisdom. It's a logical reason. Why are you getting mixed in? No good is going to come. You have nothing to gain from it. That's chokhmah. That's a practical answer. This is the kasha that he is. Here's another kasha. Who said Kayach wanted to be Melech? Kayach didn't say he wants to be Melech. He said, Kol Ha'ida Kulam Kedashin. He was a Kaifer in Teres Maisha. Who said that Kayach was looking to be Melech? He was Kaifer in Teres Maisha. He had an ideology that was contrary to what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching. So Savitsky answered, it's true. Kayach got up and he had an ideology that Moshe Rabbeinu is a fake Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu is not telling the truth. Lo Hashem Shalacha, he said Hashem didn't send it. The wisdom of the wife of Oim Ben Peles was that she understood. Kayach wasn't really coming because he was a man who had convictions and ideology that Moshe is a shakrin and his Torah is shaker. No. She understood Kayach is a person who wants to rule. Kayach is a person who wants everything for himself. Kayach is a person looking for power. In order to get power, he had to get Moshe Rabbeinu out of the way, and he created an ideology to justify what he was doing. Chochmas Dasa, but she understood this. She understood that Klal Yisrael is going to be a Melech. That's all that's going to happen from this whole ideology. And it is that way. People, especially in Western society, when they have something they want, we create shitas, we create ideas, we create justifications for what we do. Nishka Steiger, Nishka Fleiger, they're not right. We have a Yetzer Hara for something. So we create an ideology to make it right. That's what we see going on around us all of the time. Values that for centuries, for millennium, that human beings have always appreciated being changed. Why? The ideology is not first, and the conclusion second. The conclusion is first, and then the ideology is made to fit the conclusion. We have to be careful. Sometimes you justify things we do. Be careful when your justification is first and what you're doing is second, and other times where it's the way it should be, where you figure out what's right, and then you come to a conclusion. A beautiful thought on the beginning of the parasha. Finally, for my third offering of the day, I want to mention the fact that I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, and a lot has been said about the difference in parashiyos. We're learning Kairach and Chutzlaretz, and Eretz Yisrael is learning Chukas. Does an individual have an obligation to make up the parasha or not? This is a very basic machlokes discussed in many places. If Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on every yachid, or a chiyuv on the tzibur, if it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, whatever tzibur you're part of that Shabbos, that's your entire chiyuv. Chiv on the Yachid, and the Yachid has an obligation to hear all of the Parashiyos HaTorah. No, this is a machlokes that goes back. There's a lot written on it. What's the bottom line? No, our Pesik Achron is Rav Moshe. The Gris Moshe Chelek Vav, in our Achayim, Simen Chav Gimel, Rav Moshe Paskins that it's a Chiv on the Yachid. Not only that, Rav Moshe says if you're in a shul and you miss just the one word of Leini, until the Mila Achas, you stepped out, you went to the bathroom, you come back, you missed just one word of laning. You're obligated to go to a different shul to hear the entire laning. So Rav Moshe goes with the shita that laning, Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, is a chiyuv on every yachid. Every yachid has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Based on that, it's proper. Last week I mentioned the problem. We're going to hear Parashas Kairah. So my good friend Mordechai called and told me that there's a place you can hear it in the Agudah Avenue L at 2 o'clock. They have a laning for those going to Chod Eretz Yisrael. I'm very thankful for that. I want to share with you what it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Berurah. What's his psak? He's a Pesach Achron for Klal Yisrael. Does he hold Chiyuv Yachid or Chiyuv Tzibur? So let me give you two Marim of kindness, and let's come up with an answer. The first is in Simen Kuf Mem in Sif Beis. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Beis brings a Shita that during Kriyas HaTorah, an individual has a right to turn around and learn. As long as there are 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, he can turn himself around. Mahadarape Vigaras. There's a sheet that explains the Gemara this way. The Bir Halacha is Matzmiya. He says, why does it help 10 people listening? Every individual is chayav in Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore, he's Matzmiya. How there could be such a sheet? He's Dayim Batchik. Says maybe this means that the man already heard Kriyas HaTorah. And in shul now, if he's one of 10, they all have to listen. If not, he doesn't have to. But you see the Mishnah Berurah holds, like Ramesh is saying in the Tshuva, that it's a chiyuv on every yachid. He doesn't understand. How could one person be mahadar ape, turn around and miss? So then it would come out that Ramesh and Mishnah Berurah both are paskening, it's a chiyuv on the yachid. Problem. It's Simen Kuf Lamed Hey. In Siv Zayin, it talks about a case where an entire tzibur did not hear Kriyas HaTorah. It can happen. A person can be in a bungalow colony with one sefer Torah, and they find the psul, and it could be they didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. It could be there's no Bar Kairi, and they didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So what do? The following week, they have to make up for it. They have to lay in both parshas. Now, this is true whether it's a chiv on the tzibur or a chiv on the yachid. You have a whole tzibur that missed, so they make it up the following week. Then, it says in Mishnah Berurah, what happens if you're in a shul with 100 people? And they all didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So they have to make it up the next week. 60 of them, a Shabbos, walked to another building and heard Kriyas HaTorah, and 40 didn't. You still have 40 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah says that if Rubam Hochu to a second base at Knesset, Niftaru Kulam, The word potter, this Seber heard Kriya Satira. According to this Mishnah Berurah, if you have 10 Yechidim who didn't hear Kriya Satira last week and come together in Shul this week, they certainly don't learn Kriya Satira. They're 10 Yechidim. As long as the Shul they were in, the Tzibur they were in, even if they walked to a different building, if the Tzibur they were in heard Kriya Satira, then the individuals don't make up for that. Now, Ramesha argues that. Ramesha says if 10 Yechidim get together and they all missed Kriya Satira last week, of course they hear Kriya Satira. So there seems to be a contradiction in the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah, Mitzvah Yashay. As to me, Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with very special circumstances and a very special person. And I have not missed, even during COVID, I didn't miss a single parsha on Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. And I certainly don't want to miss the Kriya Satira. Baruch Hashem, I didn't have to. I am told, for those in Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael, this week, that in the Beis Yisrael Shtimaluch, at 11 a.m., they have a Kriya Satira every week for people who have arrived from America. I don't have to go. I already heard Parshas Kairach. But it's a good idea to have. And with that, I wish myself a wonderful trip to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sure you all say Amen. I wish you all, you should be zecha to come to Eretz Yisrael and lock yourself in a Beis Medrash and sit and learn. Tyrus Eretz Yisrael is different than Tyrus Chutz La'aretz. I was once flying and on a 1:30 flight that took off at 4:30, very delayed, and I dozed off. Rabbi Goldwicht, a tremendous Oye in Eretz Yisrael, came to wake me up. He told me to davening Ma'ariv. I almost missed Ma'ariv. So I went to the minyan. I told him, have a shayla. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael a few hours. Is it more important that I should go to the Kaisel and daven? I could go without going to the Kaisel. But then I won't have time to learn an Erev Shabbos. We're coming so late. I'm going up north to a simcha. Or is it better that I should go straight to my destination in the north and have a day to learn? But then I won't go to Yisrael without having to Kaisel. How can I do that? He thought about it. Afterwards, he said to me, just like Tfilas Eretz Yisrael is different, so to Tyras Eretz Yisrael is different. Ah, what a Tyra expression from a tremendous Oyev Eretz Yisrael. Tyras Eretz Yisrael, that's how we go. Use Eretz Yisrael as a place to connect to the Bar Yoylam, to Steig, in everything we do. Our good and Shabbos to one and all.